Welcome to the Spheres of Spirit with Natzy Myers, a.k.a. the Lady of the Light. Natzy will discuss the everyday magic and wisdom of spirit which surrounds each of us, waiting to be discovered. She will share some of her remarkable orb photos, proving that our angels, guides, loved ones in spirit, and even pets surround us and guide us in our physical world. During this episode, Natzy will discuss one of the many spheres or aspects of spirit available to us based on her orb photography. She will also share a special channeled message from her guide, Leonini, and do an oracle card reading to help guide you along your personal spiritual adventure. And now, here is your host, orb photographer, author, medium, and speaker, Natzy Myers.
Hi, welcome to the show. I am Natzy Myers. So glad you could join us today. We have an exciting show, I think, today for you. Paulina, my guest, and I are going to talk about past life regressions. We're going to talk about who, what, how, where, why. Everything that you might have wondered about, why should I get a past life regression? What is past life regression? How does it benefit me? So that's why my friend Paulina Violet is here with me. Hi, Paulina. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So Paulina, if you could tell the audience a little bit about you and why you're here on this particular show.
Okay. In a nutshell. I was leading a very, very busy life as an attorney and a politician and a community volunteer and being the mom of two beautiful sons. It was crazy, hectic, busy, and very different. And I knew that I wanted more spirituality in my life, always throughout my career. And then my son got ill. When he was younger, it was a very serious illness, and thank God he survived and he's well. And but that changed my perspective on life, as those things will do, as you know. And I realized how precious life is and the brevity, and I wanted more of what fulfilled me, my passion in life, and that was really around spirituality and at the time religion and Judaism in particular. And then several years later, I experienced my dark night of the soul, as many of us do.
You want to explain what that is?
Yes, absolutely. My very long marriage with my college sweetheart was unraveling. And our divorce was very dark for me. And I needed a lot of healing. And thank God the universe, as it does, put one healer after another in my path. And I was slowly getting there. And then a dear friend, one of those healers in Florida, sent me a link. She was guided to send me a link to an interview on YouTube of Dolores Cannon.
Ah.
And so that's where it all began.
And who is Dolores Cannon?
Well, glad you asked. She was a hypnotherapist and a pioneer in past life regression. I think she was
one of the first, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think so. And in a significant way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it wasn't until she was about 50 that she actually came up with the quantum healing hypnosis technique, QHHT. And it just took off. And she healed and trained thousands of people around the world and was a prolific writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are 25 books out there, and she may have written 19, and I think I've read almost all of them. And so that's Dolores and her technique. And what led me to her further was, you know, after I saw this video, I was so emotional. I was so riveted by what she was saying. And it just rang so true to me, everything about past lives and the impact on this life. And so I started doing research.
Mm-hmm.
More about Dolores, more about QHHT, and reading her books, and ultimately was guided to find someone who practices it, who could do a session with me.
Ah, okay. So before we get into that, Chris, could we bring up the first slide when you get an opportunity? Because this is kind of, in a nutshell, what we're going to be talking about today. And this is a very recent orb that I captured. I just love it. There's so much going on in there. But the quote that I attached to this, it says, "We may not live in the past, but the past lives in us." Mm-hmm. That's a quote by Samuel Pissau, I think. And he was actually a Holocaust survivor mm-hmm. and an attorney, just recently passed. Thank you, Chris. So the past lives in us. And I think that's what Dolores Cannon discovered, right? Is it's still a part of us. And, you know, let's go back to her books, because when I was first starting on this path, and I talked about this in another podcast, the books seemed to just come in the right order, right? As they always do. And I read her, one of her books on Jesus and the Essenes, and I was riveted. And then I found the book that she wrote. If you, audience, if you are into Nostradamus and always wondered about his quatrains and how they should be translated, and then the story of how Dolores even started working with Nostradamus, it's fascinating. So I'm on the second. There's three volumes of Nostradamus. There's five volumes that she calls the convoluted universe, and that's a little more esoteric and kind of gets out there. But what I like about what she proposes is it matches up with so many other people that I've read about, like Dr. Brian Weiss. You know, I've actually gone to a workshop with him and experienced a past life. And he's written a book, I think it's Life Between Lives, I think it is. And then Robert Schwartz, he's another one who does this work, and I have had a past life regression by him. I have had a past life with Paulina that we're going to talk about in a little while. But it's a fascinating information. And what I wanted to kind of talk about and emphasize today is, well, why? Why do we need to know this? Why? How does it help us? So, oh, by the way, if you, audience, want to start reading Dolores Cannon's book, I've read several recommendations, and they said you should start with the one that's called Between Death and Life. It's not her first book, but that kind of sets the tone for everything. So let's go back to the QHHT. Tell me again what that stands for.
So that's quantum healing hypnosis technique. And after I had my session with a practitioner, I was blown away. I mean, it was life-changing for me. It helped me understand so much about this current life and the patterns and the usual suspects, the characters that come in and out of our lives who are so significant. Mm-hmm. And it was so terrific for me that I was guided to learn how to practice it myself. So I went through the training of QHHT and slowly developed it into my own technique, but rooted in QHHT. And I call it Other Life Exploration, or OLE, or OLE.
OLE.
Yeah. And the reason I changed the name partially is because I don't believe that we lead linear consecutive lives. I think we're living our lives all at once, simultaneously, and those lessons, and like you said, they carry through to other lives. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is the really popular movie right now, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, that won all the Oscars.
Yeah, and I was so delighted. I was so excited. I started sending out notices. Woo, it's been nominated and won. And because the movie focuses on a woman who is so angry and bitter, and there's chaos in her life and trouble in her relationships. And all of a sudden, she starts seeing these other lives through a different storyline. Mm-hmm. But she's getting glimpses of herself as a warrior, as a celebrity, in all these different aspects of her. And throughout, it leads to her having better relationships with the people in her lives, because she can see them from a very different perspective. Mm. And she sees, you know, people in different roles in her other lives. And she views her so-called enemy very differently in the life, in the film.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I was excited. And so that's one of the reasons why I call it Olay, is because I think we're doing it simultaneously. And I've molded it to, you know, having a little bit more meditation and different aspects that make it my own, that helped me when I think about the QHHT sessions I've had, mm-hmm. what I would have liked to have seen a little different, and also based on feedback from clients.
Yeah. Well, and I've, like I said, I've had a session with you and it's a beautiful experience. So we know why you got into this, but I want to go back to what it is. And I want to talk about that QHHT, because I think many of us have heard of hypnosis. You know, I'm going to get hypnotized to quit smoking or lose weight or, you know, whatever it is. But that's a different kind of hypnosis. Now, level QHHT puts its clients or patients under compared to hypnosis?
Yes. So traditional hypnosis, I believe they go to the alpha level. But Dolores found that going to the theta or the, and I have trouble pronouncing that word.
Somnambulistic.
Thank you. Really produced better results and took clients into a deeper level of hypnosis where we could really get some answers. So QHHT practitioners take people to the theta level.
So I heard it described that level, and we've all experienced this, that level where right before you wake up or right before you go to sleep, when you're aware of what's going on, but you still feel like you're in a different place. And that's exactly how I felt. I even wondered when you put me under, well, am I really there? You know, yeah. And yes, you are. Mm-hmm. So, and she has done thousands of people, right? I mean,
thousands and trained thousands. I mean, it's just grown exponentially.
And how long was the training for you? What did that entail? Do you remember?
I don't remember exactly because it was at my own pace.
Oh, okay.
So shorter than a year.
Okay.
Yeah, for the first level. And you can continue to learn additional levels.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we know now why you did it, what it is. but why would people... Well, I want to read this quote that I found online about QHHT. It said, it's a powerful tool for accessing the knowledgeable part of ourselves called the higher self. It enables all people from any background, culture, religion, or belief to engage the higher self since it is beyond the conscious mind. Your higher self will never act against your best interest or values. It will never say or do anything that puts you in an exposed or vulnerable situation. So I wanted to go back to and talk about, you don't believe that past lives are linear, or our lives are linear. Everything happens all at once. Mm-hmm. I had my husband on a little while ago on the show, and one of the areas that we differ in is past lives. You know, he doesn't believe that we just go and come back and go and come back. But when you think about it in this term, that everything happens at the same time, mm-hmm. it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different way of thinking about it. And it's a little hard for our little human pea brains to wrap around that concept.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think science is kind of getting on board and getting closer to all of this too. So I like that you tweaked it. I like that you listened to your clients. I like that you said, well, from my experience, this is what I would do a little different, but you still use the same philosophy and teachings and techniques.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell me then, why would people want a past life regression? What are the benefits of doing that, other than to satisfy our own curiosity?
Mostly, so many different reasons, but at the heart of it, people come for healing. Mm. So whether it's a physical issue, an ailment, an illness, chronic illness, or trouble in a significant relationship, emotional issues, maybe they have a phobia they don't understand or a fear, all so many different issues you can imagine. And by going into these past lives, we can connect the dots. We can see patterns and try and heal those issues in this life.
So do those patterns, Paulina, have anything, are they the same as karma?
No, I don't think so. No. I think, no, I don't. No, it's not karma.
Okay. So what were, now
let me just clarify. So karma can affect, obviously, impact our lives and these situations, but we're looking at patterns like, let's say, I should give you a better example.
Okay.
And I keep attracting a certain type of person into my life. Let's say a narcissist or something. There's a pattern there in this current life, and we can go back to other lives and see, where did this start?
Ah,
I see. The reason for this, and really get to the heart of it so we can solve it in this life.
So the knowledge of that then helps to heal and move past that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. In many cases, absolutely. One thing about physical ailments that's important to note, and I'll go through the process if you want me to, how we do it. But even if we ask the higher self or the subconscious, you know, can you heal this for the client, this particular ailment? They may say no, because they're not ready. They haven't learned that lesson yet, or for whatever reason, they may have that issue, problem, ailment. And so, no, it's not the time to be healed. It will be. Or they could say, yes, we'll heal it. But it's all about timing and what we've come here to learn.
I see.
Yeah.
So it does the higher good, source, spirit, do they determine what lives we're going to experience? Because some of us, or all of us, I mean, we could have done this or have thousands of lives simultaneously. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And so it's really about the higher self, as you said, always looking out for us, loving us, and showing us the exact situations, the exact experiences that are appropriate for that time, for that client, for their highest good. So the higher self determines what we're going to see.
That's interesting, because of course we all want to go back and be Cleopatra, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But what I like is that it's the universe spirit in its wisdom says, you need to see this life because this is what's affecting you now. Those other past lives, you might have already healed, learned the lessons, and moved on. So what's the use of seeing them?
Right. And you mentioned Cleopatra. So Dolores was fond of saying, most lives that we see are meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Very mundane lives, everyday lives, because that's where we can really find the information we need. It's not about being Cleopatra or anything like that. It's really healing and understanding where these issues come from. The other thing that's really empowering about QHHT and OLE is that the client is the one seeing these things and describing them. So they're witnessing it themselves. And that's very empowering, you know, to be there in the driver's seat with the higher self. So that's a wonderful thing. The practitioner, I serve as just the conduit, just the guide, just the spiritual detective, as I like to say. But it's really great that it's the client that's witnessing everything.
So would you have an example of yourself or someone else who experienced a healing through OLE?
Yeah. Well, one thing to mention,
QHHT.
Yeah. It's all confidential. So I won't really mention another person's, any of my clients' issues. I can give you a personal example, and then I hope you'll talk about your own situation. But in my personal life, I know that I have a significant relationship that where there's a lot of hurt involved and a lot of pain and things that need to be healed. And so I was shown a life with this particular individual in a separate life, another life. where we're siblings. Instead of romantic partners, we're siblings.
And interesting.
Great love and protection of each other and similar personalities. And that helped me a great deal to understand the love that's beneath all the hurt and what I've experienced in this life, what we've experienced together. And that can be really healing to remember the love.
It's like you said, it changes the perspective, right?
Totally. It's like looking at life from 10,000 feet. You can see things so much more clearly, right?
Yeah.
And you can see different lives. Let's say you have, you're judgmental or intolerant about something. Maybe someone's religion, you don't really agree with that. Color of their skin, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to be shown a past life where you practice that faith. And you look like that. And
sure.
It just puts everything in perspective. Or, hey, in that life, I was the baddie. I was
exactly.
The so-called villain.
Yeah.
Because we experience all of these roles. Because that's what nurtures us. That's how we learn, is to experience everything, right?
Yep.
And so when we see that and look at this current life, we can let go of some of that judgment.
Yeah, it's interesting because in Brian Weiss's book, I believe, there was a story of someone that he hypnotized, and she was being abused by this man and her husband. And in a past life, she was the husband and the abuser. So, you know, it's yes, to heal from it or to experience the whole picture,
yes.
You know, is why we do that. We have 5 minutes till we break. Whitney, I see your question. She wants to know about past lives in children. And I'm going to try and ask Paulina her thoughts on this at the end. So hang in there with me. It's a very interesting question that you put up there. I just wanted to tell, you know, what I like to do is have confirmation of what I'm being told or shown. And I don't know if I've shared this quick story with my audience on past shows, but one day I was having a pity party, and I was in, you know, because my son was gone. My daughter, I don't think will ever, she's single and that's fine. That's her life. And, you know, I don't think she'll ever have kids. And all my friends were having grandkids. And I sat in the corner of the room, you know, having my pity party, my crying. And I said, all right, buck it up, Nance, you know, wipe my tears and moved on with the day. Well, I got a call from Marty, who, you know, Paulina, and she's been on the show twice. And she said, Nancy, she goes, Robbie came to me and he wants me to tell you something. Now, she didn't know that I had had this pity party. And I said, okay, you know, what'd he say? And she said, well, he showed me a past life. And I said, oh, interesting. What did he show you? And she said, well, you were like the madam of this estate. It looked like it was in France or England, but you were well-to-do. You were single. You had inherited this estate and running it. And he was your son. His wife died in childbirth. And he moved back in with you and you raised that child. And he said, you were an awesome grandmother in that life. And she said, why is he telling me that? And I said, oh my gosh, you know, here's why. Here's what I just did. So he's telling me, Mom, maybe not in this life are you going to experience the joys of being grandparents, but you did. And so he was trying to console me. I just found that the timing and what she said and everything fascinating.
Yes.
So we do experience, you know, different trials and tribulations because we don't learn the lesson otherwise, right?
Absolutely. And with regard to what you were saying, you know, I've been, I grew up without my father, my biological father, and I've been shown a past lives where I'm having wonderful relationships with father. So it helps heal this life.
Yeah. It takes the sting out, if you will. I mean, yes. Would I still like to have grandchildren in this life? Yeah. You know, but I would have, but now I know why, because of this work and, you know, but like I said, it kind of changes the perspective of what's going on.
Yes.
So some of the stuff to heal from that I found was, like you said, relief from current mental or emotional, clearer thinking. You know, we look at things differently. Gain a deeper understanding of why you're experiencing these challenges. And I think that's really important. So we get out of the victim role, right?
Absolutely.
It's release things that are holding you back or perceived things that are holding you back. You know, there's a list here of like 18 different things, but that was kind of like, why would you want to get this, right?
Yes.
So we've now talked why you did it, what QHT is, why you would want to get it. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk, we're going to break here in just a second, but I wanted to talk about the difference between your higher self and the Akashic Records. Mm-hmm. Now, for our audience, the Akashic Records is kind of like, it's been said to be an ethereal library, where everything and anything that has happened, thought, is stored there. Yes. And I looked up Edgar Cayce's saying about the Akashic Records, and I want to read that really quick. He said, it's called the Book of Life. And the question to him was, when he was in trance, Edgar Cayce was called the Sleeping Prophet. And he's a idol of mine. If you've never read about Edgar Cayce, I highly recommend it. But the Book of Life, his answer was the record that the individual entity itself writes upon the skein of time and space through patience and is opened when the self has attuned to the infinite and may be read by those attuning to that consciousness. So that's kind of what you're doing. You are attuning us, your clients, to reach the Akashic Records or our higher self or the Book of Life. Would you say that those three terms would all fold together?
Here's how I would describe it.
Okay.
I love going to the Akashic Records, the Akashic Library. You can actually view it as a library, and your higher self, while you're having this process, can check out some books, check out just the right books.
Mm-hmm.
And show you those lives that are appropriate for that time to heal. So it all flows together, and that's what we're working with. The higher self and the Akashic Record aren't the same, but we're getting the information from both.
Okay, I see. Okay, well, audience, we're going to break for our public service announcements. And when we come back, if it's okay with you, Pauline, I'm going to have you kind of walk through or talk about what you do in a session.
Great.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. The story told in Entering the Light Fantastic, Discovering Life After Life Through Orbs, is about Nancy Meyer's spiritual and emotional rising from the devastating ashes of loss caused by the sudden and unexpected passing of her son, Robbie. Just like the legend of the reborn phoenix, Nancy's life purpose and focus was transformed. With the help from her son in spirit, Nancy found herself providing proof through orbs that our souls do not die with our bodies. in her second book, Encircled by the Light Fantastic, A Deeper Journey into the Light with Orbs, Nancy continues chronicling her path of gaining spiritual knowledge and expanding acceptance of what is possible while traveling to many sacred and ancient sites around the world. She shares these experiences with you along with her photographs of remarkable spirit encounters.
When I first saw a turtle, my heart was full. Not anything but lonely.
We had this like deep connection, this heart connection.
He just wants to be close to you and part of your life.
Every day with turtle is a perfect day.
When I'm holding her, it makes me feel calmer.
I think everything he does shows how much he loves us.
When we adopt a shelter pet, we discover they're a little bit of a lot of things.
But they're all pure love.
And welcome back. One of my viewers, Pauline, asked, is ancestral clearing, is that a part of the regression?
That's a great point, and that's a great question. And it is part of it. It just depends on what's coming up, because I agree that we can be one of our purpose of this life is to clear ancestral pain, hurt, relationship issues, whatever the case is. And in fact, I've done that with past lives, actually with Marty.
And
over a series was shown an issue with my fathers that carried through my ancestral line. And we got to a point where we cleared it and it was amazing. So that can be done with past lives. Absolutely.
Okay. So ancestral clearing or healing, just for the audience, that means there's a pattern that keeps repeating itself throughout your ancestry, right? For example, after Robbie crossed and through mediumship and everything, I found out that I had lost a son. I knew my dad had lost a son. I didn't know my grandfather had lost a son and his father had lost a son. And what they told me is because of the way that I process this and what I did with the passing cured that. So it healed the past, but it also heals the future. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Moving forward, so to speak.
Okay.
Moving forward. Absolutely. You clear that line, you clear that issue.
Okay. So it's important. I mean, besides your own benefit, it benefits your ancestry. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
So can you walk us through, for people wondering, well, how do I do this? You know, what goes on?
Absolutely. I ask clients to clear 3 hours out of their calendar because it's a lengthy process. Mm-hmm. I don't want it rushed. You know, that's not what this is about. We need to get some good information. So 3 hours. And then before their session, I ask them to just think about if anything comes up, questions, issues, anything they'd want to address. Just jot it down before our session and then bring them to the session. And then prior to them arriving or meeting me on Zoom virtually, I'm working behind the scenes, clearing the space, basically setting the stage for a very positive experience with only beings from the light. And so there's no need to fear. I know that some people have fear about learning about their past lives or what could happen in the situation, but I'm doing all kinds of things behind the scenes and calling in the archangels and, you know, you name it. So we set the stage, it's gonna be a good experience. So when the client, we start with a chat. We start with a discussion about their life. I wanna know where they grew up. How was their childhood? Who are the significant people in their life? How many siblings? How was their relationship with their parents? Some of these big picture issues that we all have to get a real good snapshot of their life. And after I feel comfortable that I know enough about the client, we then go through their questions and kind of prioritize them. And I rephrase them to make sure I understand what their questions and issues are, because I'm the one who's going to have to connect the dots. Mm-hmm. And ask the right questions. So that could last up to an hour, the chat and the questions. And then I ask the client to get comfortable. And we need, so they have to have a camera where I can see them lying down the whole time. and really strong Wi-Fi. And
if they're not with you personally, then this can be done on Zoom. Okay.
Yes, different in person. And then I start the hypnosis technique and go through all of the format in addition to what Dolores taught us. And then we ask for the most appropriate things to see for that time and place and the highest good for that client. And the client is the one describing it and seeing it. And we move through each life in terms of milestones and how did this life end? Because that can be very important. And all the time I'm wearing my spiritual detective hat and I'm thinking, okay, she mentioned that she has an uncle that she had an issue with, or they clash, or they have a fantastic relationship. And there's a friend or a character in this life that just, you know, I'm using my tools and tuning in and thinking there's a connection between this person and the person in the current life. So let's dig in a little bit more there. Or they have an ailment and something happened in this other life where they had a trauma or an accident, or that's how they passed. And I think, oh, we need to connect these two. So let's find out more about that. So that's my role in the process. And so we usually go through about three lives.
Okay.
At that point, I invite and ask to speak with the client's higher self or subconscious, whatever you call it, as an individual, and ask about the lessons in those lives. What did this client need to take away from that? What was the purpose? Why was she shown this life? And then here are all these questions. Well, the higher self already knows all the questions, right?
Right.
But we go through them and I make sure that we've got it addressed. And by the way, I'm recording the session the entire time. And I'll often rephrase or say, can you repeat that? Because Susie really needs to hear that again. Uh-huh. I know it's important for her to hear later when she's listening to this. And so we go throughout that entire process. And maybe there's some healing being done physically, whatever the case, whatever the needs are. And then when we finish, you know, I bring them out of the hypnosis. We chat briefly. I just want to know how they're feeling. What do they remember? But for the most part, they've been through a lot. And I just encourage them to drink a lot of water and be gentle on themselves for the rest of the day, because they may have learned some pretty significant information and it's a lot to process. And I encourage them to listen to the recording repeatedly when it's time. From my first session, it was so significant. I couldn't even listen to it for several months.
Wow.
It was emotional. So yeah, that's pretty much the process.
So let me ask you a question. A couple questions now. How do you know when the client is quote unquote under?
There are different tells, different signs.
Okay.
And I'm asking questions the entire time.
Okay.
I'm leading them through. Yeah. I'm not just going to let them sit in silence. I'm leading this and making sure they're not falling asleep and making sure they're under, you know, all these different things that we're trained to look for.
Yeah.
So that's not a worry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought of something you're saying. Okay. So there was a past life, but we talk about everything happens at the same time, right?
Yeah. I know. So we have to train our vocabulary.
I know. It's so confusing. So in other words, all these other lives that are happening at the same time can affect this life, right?
Yes.
So when we heal that or we're aware of it, would you think it affects the other life that you're experiencing at the same time? I mean, this gets really convoluted.
It's really deep. And yeah. I think so. I think it does. You know, you mentioned Dolores's books about Nostradamus.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through this whole, wait a second, are we clarifying what he's already done? Or are we leading him in this process? It gets very, very complicated.
Yeah.
Overlaps.
Yeah.
It very may well be clearing these other issues in these other lives. Yeah.
So when somebody's done, and I've talked to people about this, and I said, have you ever had a past life regression and, you know, been under? Because there's different ways to visit your past lives.
Yes.
You know, there's this technique where you are actually put under. There's having somebody else do it. There's getting a reading about it, you know, your dreams, whatever.
I go myself and see my own. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you know, how does your client know, and I'll give an example here in a little bit, that you're not making it all up?
Okay. You want me to give an example?
Yeah.
And I'll give one of mine so that I won't talk about the client. So I was in DC visiting my son at school. He had something he had to do one morning. So I had time at the hotel to meditate and go to the records and see what came up. And I saw this lengthy, like 2.5 hours of this other life occurring with my husband in this life and in the 1700s. And I heard our conversation and I heard our names, our full names. I learned so much. And when I came out of the meditation, I looked it up all on the internet and it was confirmed. But then it was confirmed even more so because I was having a session with our mutual friend. And we were talking and I said, oh, I had this great past life. And I saw this, it was so clear. And out of nowhere, she said, well, what was his name? And I said, you wouldn't know him. You wouldn't know him. You know, it doesn't matter. She goes, what was his name? So I told her his first name and she goes, oh, you mean, and she said his entire name.
Wow.
My eyes were like, how did you know that? I mean, you're psychic, but come on.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's one of her ancestors.
Ah, I remember that story.
More validation, more overlap. You know, we're all connected, right? We're all connected.
Yeah.
So there are some wonderful stories like that.
Well, I will tell a little bit about mine because this is how you know you're not making it up. And I always say on my show, I can only talk about what I've experienced, what I've learned. And so I will share this. And that's why Pauline is here, because this happened with her. And so I did the past life regression. And, you know, when I go in a past life, I always think, oh, I want to see Robbie. You know, that's my goal. Yeah. And she put me under, and you're under, but you're not. You're still very aware of what's going on. But then Paulina gently and professionally leads you with these questions. Okay, so, you know, after she does put you under, you know, then she'll say, okay, where are you? What are you wearing? You know, what does it look like around? And I was in Australia or thereabouts. And I said, well, and then she led me with her wonderful questions, you know, well, what are you wearing? What do you look like? And I described, now I knew nothing of this. I described this woman with, you know, thick black hair, and she had 3 tattoos on her chin, and what she was wearing, and this big, huge jade pendant that she had on. And I'm going, who is this? You know, and some of the stuff that I talked about, one of the things that I wanted to know is, you know, how do I always get myself in these predicaments? And in that life, she was handed down the honor of being the medicine man. For the first time, it was a woman. Because I'm always finding myself in these, like a man's world all the time. And I have to, you know, wade through it and be strong. But that was the life. So, and I'm going into some other things. And I said, I have to look this up. Who are these people? Well, they're really the people, the Maori. And I found a picture of a woman who looked exactly like I was describing. And she was wearing this big, huge jade pendant, yeah, just as I described.
Right.
So, you know, that's the validation there.
And it was also, if I recall, empowering for you, because it was telling you, hey, you have a history of being a healer.
Yeah.
Of being a powerful healer. And that was great validation for you.
Yeah. Because one of my things was, you know, I get, you know, am I really doing the right thing? Am I really supposed to be doing this? You know, yes, we always second guess ourselves.
Yes.
But let me go into Whitney's question and see if you have any experience with this. She says that she has a child who remembers a past life and talks about his other parents, mm-hmm, and not all nice. There was some trouble there, she says. Have you ever done children, or what would you recommend to people like that who are, and children are coming in remembering their lives more and more?
Exactly. I do not read or hypnotize children.
Okay.
And Dolores always said kind of under 18, there's a lot of reasons why maybe they're not ready. But I do understand that children are amazing in being born and having the memory. Mm-hmm. So although I can't speak to it directly, I know you're going to give my email address at the end of how to contact me. I saw that and my heart goes out to her because that's a difficult situation. I can try and lead her to the right resources because I just read a book about these children and I can try and connect her with those folks.
Okay, wonderful. So why don't you go ahead and give our audience, if they want to connect with you and set this up, yes. You know, it's like, where do you do it? You said either in person or, you know, over the internet, which is wonderful. So yes. How would they reach you?
You can email me at Paulina, P-A-U-L-I-N-A, Violet, V-I-O-L-E-T, 111 at gmail.com.
Okay. And we'll try and get that posted.
And one thing that's different, you mentioned that I do it virtually. Dolores always insisted that we do it in person, but I was led to do it virtually once, you know, COVID occurred and people needed healing more than ever. So that differs with me.
You know, that's one thing COVID changed with the philosophy, even of mediumship, because most mediums would say, no, I have to be sitting in front of you. But we couldn't, right? And so, well, let's see if this works. And it does. Even my orb photography, I would have people call, I'd put them on the screen, I'd take pictures, and there'd be an orb next to the screen.
So cool.
Yeah. Spirit has no limitations. Spirit has no boundaries. And, you know, that's one thing that came out of COVID and being isolated is we had to find a new way to connect. And remember, we are always connected, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about how Paulina and I met. And you wanna talk about Peru?
Well, it was an amazing trip that we didn't know each other. We hadn't been reunited yet in this life yet. And we met on this trip, this amazing trip with Freddie Silva. And we just instantly had a connection in so many ways. I didn't even question it. And Peru is amazing in and of itself, the energy there and all of the memories that were coming back to me. And I just knew, you know, we're sisters, right? I'm sure. And I know you felt the same way.
You know, I say when I meet people that have that same resonance or that kind of connection, it's not that I'm meeting them, I'm remembering them.
Yes.
You know, and so if you audience all of a sudden meet somebody and you know, how many people say, God, I feel like I've known you my entire life, but you've just met. Well, it's because you've probably had other lives together.
Absolutely.
And have done this. They're part of your soul family, right?
And I have fun when I meet someone like that because I think, oh, I'm going to go to the records and I'm going to see at least one of our lives together. And it explains that chemistry, that connection. And that ease, it feels like, you know, you've always known them.
Oh, thank you, Pauline. She put up paulinaviolet111 at gmail.com. And Whitney said, thank you for that information. And what we found out was, I'm sure my son brought us together because you have a connection with Robbie.
Yes, very strong connection. And I've seen lives, many lives, where he and I are connected.
Yeah.
So that was just another reason. And I know that he was telling you, hey, yeah, right, connect with her.
Exactly.
And it just all came together.
And we have now become a little bit of travel buddies. I did a show on England and Wales when I went and all of the sacred sites and the orbs. Well, Paulina was with me on that trip. Yeah. And it was amazing.
It was.
And hopefully in the fall, if the cards line up, we'll be going to Ireland together.
And we've been in Sedona together too.
And Sedona. Yep. So, you know, it's just like you, like I said, you meet these people, you resonate, you recognize. Again, it goes to the past life thing. You know, you've done this before, you know, otherwise how would you not recognize them?
Right. Absolutely.
So if we could bring up the last slide there, Chris. And so what this one says, this is actually what I call a moving orb. And every once in a while, a ribbon orb, I get these, not a lot. But I attach this quote to it because it kind of reminded me of a DNA strand. And the quote says, all the records of your past lives are contained within your own mind, just as the records of your ancestors are contained within your DNA. And that was Frederick Lenz. He's a spiritual teacher. He passed in 1998. So thank you so much, Chris. And again, these pictures are posted on my website and here also at Om Times. But it's like we kind of alluded to, we carry that information or these lives because we're all connected. All our lives are connected. So yes. Is our DNA then, right?
Absolutely. And we can heal. I mean, definitely make changes in that DNA. We definitely carry it with us. And one thing I was going to say about the timing and everything is if someone's watching this show, it's for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. And yep. Everything happens for a reason. They're drawn to it. And I would encourage people to do some research. And when it's the right time, find a practitioner, as you said, someone who resonates with you. Follow your intuition. Find someone who you feel comfortable with, you can trust to do this.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where, you know, if and that's the hopes of my show, that I start someone on that path of discovery and healing. You yes. know, here's kind of my experience. Now, you know, you take it, audience, to the next level or whatever level you do or don't want to take it to.
And yes, and be gentle with yourself mm-hmm. because these issues, these concerns, these difficulties, they've taken time to build up and they're not going to heal overnight. And in fact, you may have had these in many lives. You have these issues. So it's a process. So be gentle with yourself, but you can do it. And there's real healing here.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point. You don't wake up from this session and all of a sudden go, oh, I'm healed. It's a miracle. And you still have work. You still have to go through the process. And sometimes you need more than one session or one investigation, you know, so so that was a good point. So one of the things that I do is the day before my podcast, I sit and I ask my guide, my higher self, Leonini, to give me a message that is pertinent to the podcast or that she would like me to say on the podcast. And I just love this one. I don't know why, but this one I went, wow, that's amazing. So here is the message that she gave me yesterday. Anticipation. Anticipation can be a wonderful state of awareness, looking forward to something with an open heart, even if you don't know exactly what it is you are anticipating. Anticipation is a state that we suggest is how you start each day, to welcome the possibility of new lessons and new experiences. Anticipation can help you set the vibration of what is drawn to you. Think of anticipation materializing in the form of butterflies in your stomach. Anticipation of your own transformation. Great anticipation can naturally bring joy to your heart, and that is exactly the state in which you create your highest good. Anticipate the journey. Anticipate the many blessings heading your way. So I just love that one because it was like when you go into these regressions, anticipate the goodness that's going to come out of it. You know, don't approach it with fear, right?
Yes, I totally agree. And that was a really beautiful message.
She was amazing. So I always do a card reading and I have a couple of minutes here. And of course, I have a deck that says past lives. So it is going to be my intent. And I don't know how this is going to work, but I always ask that this message come from the highest good for the highest good and that it is hopeful, helpful, and healing. And I do it with the intent that, you know, everyone can relate to this. So I'm going to shuffle this. I know I have about 2 minutes here and we'll see what Spirit wants to share with everybody about past lives. And let me do one last shuffle here. Okay, so I'll take the top card. And it says, it says male, female. So in, and it's, that's kind of what we were talking about. In our past lives, we will experience the experiences from both sides.
Yes.
And that's how we learn. So do we always come in as, do I always incarnate as a woman in Nancy? No, I have known past lives where I was a man. And so, but again, the past lives and the information knowing who we are make up who we are. So don't limit yourself that, oh, I could never be a guy, or I could never be a girl, or I could never be a whatever. You are, and it's a part of you. So I want to thank Paulina so much for joining me today.
And thank you.
Oh, and I hope this helped. And I hope to see you next time. And I think we're going to talk more about angels. So until then, take care. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy.